This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
People looking for a job, but you've got some new research about what's going to happen in the new year in terms of people that might be looking. What did you find?
Yes, Robert Half surveyed over 2,500 individuals. And what we found is that coming into 2026, we could see another year of job hoppiness. So 2025, we saw folks stay put. A lot of that was to prioritize stability amid the just uncertainty of the economic favor after the election with the tariffs coming in. And now, as our survey shows, we're seeing employees want to make that change in 2026.
And what are some of the reasons why?
You know, top motivators driving job search plans, according to our survey, number one, coming in at 36%, is a desire for better benefits. And this really is one of the first years we're talking benefits being a top priority. Coming in as a close second at 34% is limited career advancement. Opportunities in their current role just aren't allowing for a clear career path, even if that's not in change of title or salary, but just simply staying challenged in their current role. And then number three at 33%, competitive pay, which typically in years past has been in our number one spot. And then rounding out number four is just simply burnout. And from our Metro Detroit clients this year, we did see maybe some of our clients drag their feet a tad on putting new positions into play because they were also uncertain of the economic climate. So burnout to me was something that I heard a lot specific to our candidates in Metro Detroit because they're taking on a little more responsibility due to those open roles.
And who's most likely to be looking for a job?
Great question. So the 2026 job search, and this is early stats coming out of Robert Half, but it looks like 44% of the folks that we took a look at are in tech and healthcare. And when we're looking at more of the generational pieces, we're seeing Gen Z looking more than any other working generation right now. And then even with that are working parents. So tech and healthcare coming in at the number one industry, Gen Z coming in at the age group, and then working parents coming in as an overall umbrella, sitting over both of those categories. So interestingly enough, we're seeing that burnout really correlate to working parents, especially around these holiday times.
And people that are going to be looking for a job in the new year, are they going to have an easy time finding one?
2025 was a difficult job market. So there was very cautious hiring. It's across most industries, specifically in our Metro Detroit market, as we live and breathe manufacturing. Those tariffs really put a hold on a lot of hiring. So a lot of employers were taking more of the wait and see approach to see what macroeconomics and policy uncertainty, how that all turned out. So I think that, and Robert Half has found in research, that it will lighten up here. So we're really expecting for job seekers, the difficulty of finding employment open up a tad. And it's going to, of course, vary on skill set, but we really are hoping that this is a candidate-driven market coming into the 2026 season.
And what advice do you have for job seekers? Should they be, you know,
take
should
your
they,
time.
Yeah, should they be using AI?
AI is a great tool. AI is just that, though, a tool. So when we are looking for positions, some of your top strategies should be, one, utilizing that network. I have more candidates specific to our market utilizing their network via LinkedIn, contacts they've had in the past, via former colleagues, friends, that can physically take their resume, put it in front of a hiring manager, a president, an owner, HR director, what have you, and verbally give that, hey, I think that this candidate would be a great fit for a job based on my personal experience. Use your network. Going back to AI, stay visible. So you want to utilize LinkedIn. You want to utilize updated skill sets on LinkedIn. So you want to think of this as another form of networking, building more of that personal brand. But when we're using AI to maybe manipulate our resume, that's where we really have to pause. It would be a great tool to maybe clean up spelling, grammar, formatting. But as a recruiter, and a lot of my colleagues can also testify to this, we can tell right away when AI was the main driver for resume building.
Anything you want to add?
Robert Half, we just published a job search strategy guide. This is a practical playbook for standing out in today's market. Robert Half, specific to our Metro Detroit market, we've realized that 2025 was a really hard year for job seekers and candidates. So we want to gift you our job search strategy guide. Reach out to Robert Half, myself, in our Troy office, our Southfield, Dearborn, Ann Arbor offices. We can help you get this guide into your hands, and it will help you immensely in your job search.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.